Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us to this series of talks, A New Life with Rav Lightman. Hello, Rav Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Nitza Mazoz. Hello. We invite you to listen to what we're going to talk about here today about money. We've been discussing this during the previous talks, and we feel that this subject of money has a great potential, but from a new angle, from a new point of view. So join us and listen. I hope this will be interesting for you. So we thought about the things we discussed here in our previous talks, and we understood that we are, with these ideas that you presented, we're heading to use this in the market. It's like a dream startup, and at its heart is the revelation of a new resource. Today we know all kinds of different resources, oil, gas, aluminum, iron, coal, solar energy, all kinds of resources that we already know in nature. And the countries and different organizations are fighting amongst themselves on who will have more of these resources and trying to find these resources. They dig up the earth and so on. Resources are power. So when we thought of the meanings of all the different things that we've been discussing, we understood that we're about to discover a new resource here in nature that will have this power, not less than that what we find in nature. And so we call it a new resource, a new coin. And at its essence, it's the connection between people. So we feel that this idea has endless potential because in a reality of limited resources and a war over resources, there's a startup here, there is a direction here that is unlimited, and you can manufacture this resource endlessly because it happens between us. So we would like to discuss today this revelation of a new resource of participation between people. So what can you tell us about this? And let's flow with that. When we're talking about resources, then we're talking about how human society uses force. In order to buy, to gain, to steal, to capture all kinds of resources and to hold on to them and to control them and through them. Because our world, our entire world, is a world of force, of power. And you can see how countries argue between them and they connect through power, through force. And it's like we tell our kids, don't fight, don't touch the other one, be good, why are you behaving badly? And all through school, we try to get them to be nice to each other, to be together. But then when children leave school, although you see that from age zero, a child is already using force and pressure and also tries to gain all kinds of resources around the house. This is mine and that's mine. We see that this is man's nature. But if we're talking about this new resource, it's a supernatural resource. Supernatural meaning that it's not in the competition, the egoistic competition between people, although it exists before everyone, but nobody uses it. Nobody respects it or values it. It's like love. Try and trade that in the market, although everybody can enjoy it. It's a resource that you cannot gain off of it. You cannot win over anybody in this current world. You don't have all the... All of our money is equal to force, to power, meaning aggressive force. The force of battling others. If I'm rich, then I can buy an army, and by that I can win over everybody. And if I'm rich, I can buy all kinds of other resources. But here, we are talking about a very, very special resource. And suddenly we discover that it's necessary and it has a place because all of the other resources are before collapse. They're about to disappear. By ceasing to work as they did before, egoistically and competitively between people, companies, countries, it's as though their reigning period is over. And even if I have them and I can be the richest man, but you cannot eat your riches, what will you do if it doesn't help you, if it doesn't work these days? If we see that such people who are in control, are in fear, they are helpless, and it's them even more than the normal person, because a normal person maybe is lacking some bread to eat, but the very rich, those who are in control, how much will they lack tomorrow? They will lose their entire treasure, all of the great resources they have in their hands. So then, it is in such times in which everything disappears that we cannot continue to work with the same forces that worked before. And we see how America, the United States, is its strength is going down, and the way that it kept itself up before by using all the others, by this principle of others will die today and I will live tomorrow. So this resource that we're talking about will reveal a power that can keep everything alive. But what's special about it is that it is revealed where all the other resources disappear and die off in the previous way we used them. We still need all these resources, strength, power, money, all the natural resources, all the potential that there is in human society, everything. We need it all. The question is, how do we use it? Because the way we use it, we've been using it until now, that's what is collapsing. And so the crisis that we are discovering now is the basis of all the resources in the new way of using them. That's what we're now discovering. If we are talking about social life, family life, education for children, recreation, relationships at work between a worker and his boss, between the workers, between colleagues, between citizens, even in the army, even international relations. These are the more advanced levels that we cannot see them yet. How they will operate thanks to this new resource. So all of these, from the light to the heavy, will enter, and they can and will enter this new resource that is called mutuality, our voot, mutual guarantee, connection, bonding, mutual help, up to love. That whether we want to or not, the evolutionary development of human society will bring us to it, and I am happy to see from day to day how much more and more people in the world understand that, and how scientists are writing about it more and more, and there is great advertising for it on the internet. And it's really conventions all over the world around it. People feel that we've reached the new age. This is it. But this new resource means that we will use all the old resources, not just the social ones. But in everything that has been happening to us in industry and in trade, that every trade and every industry will work under this resource of mutual bestowal, mutual connection, and the general good or the general benefit. The difference between the previous resources and this one is that this is a general resource that includes everything. And if before we lived in a world where all the resources were in competition between them, who is stronger, who will control, and which one is worth more, and we had the markets for that and the banks and all the financial system. Actually, in order to constantly measure and weigh what are these resources and how much does each and every one of us have of them to each state, country, and society, and then each of them were in competition between them. And now we need to reach the new age, in which, first of all, this general resource that is called connection of all the other resources into the integral system is the one that determines how much we use all of the other resources. So then this present resource is actually the system, and its formula is as the formula of nature. The integral system, analogical system, unified system. And the more each and every resource is beneficial to the existence of all the other resources in mutual connection in order to keep the system whole in its optimal state, in its best mutual state, the more the system will exist and use all of its previous resources. So then we see that from here we can deduce a very simple formula, that we take care of our material life on a certain level. You can call it normal, rational, necessary for man. And we take care of it. And until we reach this necessary, mandatory level of life for everyone, of course, each one according to his situation. If a person lives in the north, he needs a special house and a different one from one who lives in the south. And one who is used to eating potatoes in comparison to one who is used to eating bananas, each one receives what he needs and according to culture and education, etc. But each one receives a normal life, whatever normal is considered to be in his society, and all of the systems of education, family, health. This actually needs to be the concern of this resource. This resource needs to determine the order of usage of all the other resources, and there is no competition between them. How much each of them controls all the other resources forcefully, no, the competition between them, it remains, but it is about how much each one of them is precisely in balance with the general system, so that we do not use any resource more or less than the other, except for the amount that the balanced system, unified system, needs of it. And this is how we use this new resource, which is our vote, mutual guarantee, which brings us to the new life. And in this use of the new resource, we see how much we are, how much we suddenly discover new treasures, how many excesses we have in our social life and family life, in the life of the state and between countries, how much we can manufacture less, trade less, and use less. And we can make less efforts and lose ourselves in all of the competitions that we had before that were unnecessary, but only to attain the power of those previous resources. And all in all, this power gave nothing. It was all lost. Only a kind of virtual feeling of power that somebody thought that he had in the bank, but we found out in this evolving crisis how much these things have nothing behind them. They have no actual power. It was just a kind of some kind of monkey that was all blown up and nothing true or great, because money wasn't money, all of the promises and the banks and the insurance companies made were all empty. So much so that it all exploded. So we see here that this new resource is the philosophy of the new life, which actually needs to be the basis upon which we build the new world. In the usage of this new resource, there's a partial use of it in the modern world. As we said before, that we've already discovered that it's easier and better to use our public health care, social security and pensions and maternity leave and all kinds of vacations from work, the general education system, kindergartens, health care for babies. In short, all of these things, even a city council or municipality, is something that we thought it would be cheaper for all of us and would be better for all of us, not for each and everyone to take his own car and go and throw his trash to some garbage area, but so that we would all have such services, and also with the water and electricity. So the usage of this common use, it's clear to us humans that it's very worthwhile. So we need to show people where else it is worthwhile for us to work together and to continue it. That's all, on the one hand. So we talked about this basket of necessities and more systems like that. We have to check. Where can we open this up to and bring people to this necessary level? What is our purpose? So that each and everything that citizens lack, from zero to this necessary level for everyone to have, we need to proceed towards that. Either on the part of the state or the country, we need for that to happen. And the rest, the crisis will take care of. It will stab like a needle in a balloon. It will make a hole, and all of this will go down. But it will not go down completely to zero, where we'll see a great explosion and wars and all kinds of anarchy and chaos and helplessness. It will descend gradually, slowly, because we, on the other hand, from below, are already beginning to rise and raise the, through our resource, to raise everything to the necessary level. The force that exists in this new resource, the managing force of all of the other resources that the human society has, this force of management is in the hands only of people who understand and attain the depth, the true depth of the system, of the internal connection between people with nature, of inanimate, vegetative, animal, and speaking, and human, how all of them are tied together to one unified system that is closed and mutual, analogical, just like in one body, like all the cells and different systems of the healthy body. They need to exist in mutuality that is complete. The people who can attain this, that can feel it, who study it, who have the inclination to actualize it, these people are the ones who own this new resource. And from the attainment of the wholeness of such a system, that we need to make ourselves fit and harmonize ourselves with this nature. They, from the attainment of this wholeness, of course, cannot use this resource as they did with the other resources to benefit themselves. This is completely objected to the resource itself. But their entire work is only by expanding and opening up the educational system. And together with the education system, the system of using this mutuality, this arvut, or mutual guarantee, in actuality, in this manifestation of it in human society, from the lightest things between people, the easiest things, education of children, the family, home, relations between people, mutual help, and the storage houses, and of clothing and food, etc., to try to raise everybody to this level of necessity, at least, from the bottom to this middle line, the average. And that is something that we need to do first of all. So then this is a system that is there for the social life, for the human society, and it operates between people. Therefore we see that this resource is special and that it has no real objectors. That we'll see people who object here and there, because if we would have done these things 20 or 30 years ago, not in 2012, then we would maybe discover objection to it from all kinds of companies, the great corporations and industries. Because what we want to do here is, through mutual help, to fulfill each and every citizen. And then he won't go and buy. He won't consume. He won't go to the supermarket to buy everything that he needs and all the other services. People will use help each other. And then through these savings and common purchases, they actually destroy the great corporations. And then, of course, we would have people who object us in such actions. Because by wanting to connect people and to keep the family safe and not letting couples get divorced, and then they don't need to buy double as much as they needed before and get a divorce and so on. So then this resource uses human society and teaches human society how to behave in this connection. This connection is actually opposed to all the things that were supposedly good before, to the other resources, the previous resources. We recommend to the public and we work on it so that it will stop using this aggressive advertisement and all these films that have rape and theft and murder in them. We are we have the concern to bring man to unity, and we know what kind of media and education needs to be also in the in the family and in the media and the internet and everything. So here we still see a relatively strong objection from the media, and these people who control the media and control the state. But we still need to work together with the other organizations that can be our partners on this path, to turn to the public, to the nation. And the public has no choice. And to begin to work with it, not through the government, because each and every government is run by the people who have money, and they can, and it can do nothing to the right or the left. It's those who rule the banks and the insurance companies and all of these old resources. They are the ones who run the state. So we need to turn only to the people, to the nation directly, and the internet is the place of our influence, of our bestowal. And to the extent that the people suffers, and then the people can begin to hear, to listen, and then we can work with it, with the public. Wide advertisement, wide advocacy to the bottom parts of the nation, the public that suffers. And that's it. So maybe we can begin for a moment to understand this resource in its most basic sense. Where do we find it? We know that all of the other resources we could find in all kinds of external places. People would use this resource a long time ago. Who were they? I don't know what their name is. Hundreds of thousands of years ago. Tens of thousands. I'm being serious. So then people were aware of it? People were aware of it because they would live in the caves? Or they created all kinds of shacks? And they understood that if they weren't together, then they have no chance of capturing a mammoth or something else in order to survive.
Mm-hmm.
So all of those tribes or groups, families that used to live closely to nature and had to survive, they had to be united. And then they had common houses, and the children lived together, and nobody made any calculations, and everything was everybody's. Everybody had shared everything. And this is actually understood to us, that if a person is standing before nature, its aggressive force that threatens his existence, he can connect with others. And by no choice to survive in this way. However, the moment they began to develop technologies and each one could take his own piece of land and was not dependent on others, then this egoistic resource, all of this technique that they developed, all of this technology already became stronger than the need to be together, to be united and mutual guarantee. And then they began to disconnect and become distanced from each other. And now it's the same thing, except opposite. What is the difference? That now that we've discovered the ego that has grown within us and has become something that controls us, now it is coming out of its hiding as the angel of death, and we, out of lack of choice, need to tame it because it's killing us and destroying us. In the face of this new cry out, in this new calling, that the world is round and it's demanding us to be, even though our ego is big and is running us as the main resource and running all the other resources, this biological resource, now we need to exchange this resource with a new resource, which is in the favor of the external nature and against our internal nature. This is the resource of our vood, of connection, of mutuality. Can you repeat that once again? There is the external nature, which is now coming closer to us and threatening us because it's all completely integral, global, connected. All parts of nature are connected. And only we, humanity, are standing opposed to it in our egoistic nature or resource that is running all the rest of our technological resources, private resources, and this egoistic resource is actually the angel of death. And we need to replace this egoistic resource that is standing behind us and all of our and aiming all of our resources at nature by fighting nature. Instead of it, we need to create the altruistic resource that connects us with nature. So then we see here a new system of connection between people and between all of people and all of humanity with the surrounding nature, in which they all need to be balanced and united. Instead of opposed to each other and thinking only of their own benefit and using nature, and we see how much none of that works anymore and does not help us. So that's it. So we've reached this in the development of humanity in a kind of, we've gone through this kind of turn to the use of new resources. And we once used this resource of our vood, of mutual guarantee, in order to exist. And we understood that we need to be united with nature and between us and to be in balance with nature. And we used to use nature as only as much as was necessary. just like the animal life, we didn't use more, but then our ego grew, and it pushed us to develop all kinds of tools, technologies. We moved into this state of slavery and agriculture and households and industries, even the primitive ones. But still, each one took his own place and began to trade with others. There was already the matter of money, of the separation between people. We developed this egoistic resource and all the other resources through it. And now we reach the ending. We've finished these resources, and after we've not even minded nature through the thousands of years of our development. It was as if nature, you could do whatever you want with it. There's everything you need in it, and there's no problem. But now we're beginning to calculate, to take it into consideration. Because we are receiving such sharp reactions from nature that is showing us that we cannot continue in this way. Our internal systems are not operating. This egoistic resource is in itself finished because we are eating each other up, and we see that all the resources from nature are also collapsing. They're becoming very, very expensive to use. We've reached a kind of internal tiredness, fatigue. There are a number of things that are being revealed at once as a result of the collapse of this previous resource, the ego itself. And that's it. So this is why today we can't really trade with it in the market. Those companies that want to use it are collapsing. And instead of it, we have a new resource that needs to be revealed. Except there's a difficulty here because still people don't understand what is there exactly in this new thing. What a great high potential there is, isn't it? We still need to measure it, to give it exactly the formulas and true measures. And how much we can save by it. Let's say cleaning the streets. If we fire all of the... We don't pay for the municipal cleaning company and begin to take care of it ourselves. How much do we save by that? On the condition that we're truly in a problem and we don't have the money to pay for it. How can we save on each and everything? How can we unite between us and to have organizations and circles of people who will take upon themselves such associations or societies where people will take upon themselves to help us not have to pay for all of these services, and gradually we'll be able to measure these things, because for now we're paying for them. Either we're not able to buy them, or if we buy them, they cost us a lot of money. Especially the food. And later we'll be able to reach all the other more advanced services. And this is already a special calculation we'll have to make with the housing and the heavier purchases that we'll be able to actualize through the connection between us. This new resource, where exactly can we locate it? Because we know that recently Israel has found some natural gas. So you find that in the sea. Or if you can drill and find oil. We're used to going to nature, if we're talking about natural resources. We're used to digging, to finding it inside of nature, and then to expose something that was hidden deep inside it somewhere. And then suddenly a new energy is added to our life, a new resource, an addition of force that we can measure with money that enables us to do new things, etc. So this new resource of connection, of mutuality, where exactly do we need to drill and to dig it in order to locate it? What tools and what places, where is it hidden? Where is it waiting for someone to come in and discover it? Like you suddenly drilled and you found something. What are the tools and where is the place in which we need to search for it to find this new resource? In every place in which you see that your previous resources are exhausted and they stop working, you will think how you can begin to use this new resource instead of the old ones, the new approach instead of the old approach. This is the place in which you'll find the use of this new resource. The resource itself does not exist anywhere. It's a new approach. Just like you had the capitalistic approach, competitive one, the stock markets, and more such systems, the banks, and more, the investment companies, insurance companies. This is how you now need, in all of these places, if you don't want to reach the final collapse, but the new use that is balanced, then you need to use this new resource. It seems very unrealistic, but if we go deeper in and begin to study this matter, then we will see how gradually it is possible to transfer all of our life to these new ways, and we have no choice because the world will have to be renewed. It will not operate, it will not function in its old way. But just like nature slowly all over the years has been pressuring us and compelling us to begin to know the root and connection in it, the integrality of nature, so do we, in accordance to that, need to get to know this system. And the truth is that it's the first time in history, in human history, that we are beginning here to continue, and not in a natural way, that all of those primitive tribes that came out of the caves and began the capitalistic lives, well, it was the slavery and all of the technologies that were primitive and the trade that they already had then. Then that same development until our days today was a natural development through natural instinctive impulses, and a person would just discover, this is what I want. And this is how people developed. They did not ask anything. They didn't ask any questions. They would first develop and then build philosophies about it and science and everything. First they would trade and make money, and first they would build insurance companies, and then they'd understand the philosophy of it. And then they would write books. Where do we find ourselves? First they would find ourselves in that state where the ego pushed them into, and then they would write about it. So we didn't develop through our minds, but through the impulse the desire. First, the desire came, and then the mind, the brain, the understanding. Now, also now, there is something similar to it, because our desire is in a state in which it suffers. Which desire? The desire to enjoy. Just like then, the desire to enjoy would develop us. It's the same now. But now, we can't see before us. What will I build in order to enjoy? What is this crisis? It's the same desire that first pushed me to all kinds of forms of development. It didn't reveal to me, before me, all these additional forms in which I can enjoy myself, to fill this desire. With what? I myself am losing the force and patience and any hope to go and make money and run somewhere and gain something. I've had enough. I feel like throwing up all over this entire world. Besides, I really don't see where I can do this. I see that everything is collapsing. And like you see the icebergs, the way they break down, more and more pieces of ice and snow are melted into the ocean. And you see by that the end is coming near. It's the same in all kind on all the corporations and industry and human society and education and in people's lives and in the society and in the family and with the children. Everything is dissipating. It is escaping through our fingers. And therefore, here we need to, for the first time in human history, to use our minds and our brains and to approach our desire. All of our desires together are called the heart. So today the heart used to go for money, honor, control, food, sex, family, this, that, jealousy, hatred, passion, knowledge. And I would develop all of these things, each and every one of them, to... We all used to be, each and every one of us was integrated with others, but would always think, where is it, where should I go? Where is it worthwhile for me to go in every moment and in general? But now, it's reached such a state where, on the one hand, I lose the desire to run after, because I see such negative examples from everywhere, but also inside there is this inner fatigue, tiredness. Even a young person, you see, they have this internal tiredness. You see how young people are approaching everything. They want to be in their virtual world and they don't care about anything. And aside from that, there is no such internal impulse. I see that I have nowhere to throw myself to. There is nowhere to develop. Where do I gain something, even if I wanted to? My internal conditions have changed. My heart is not on fire. And also on the outside, there is no advertisement that tells me, come to us, we'll gain together, we'll discover something. No. This advertisement, it's already disgusting, buy more of this or that, and... And here, a person has only one ability to continue his life in the right way, which is with his mind, with his brains, not with emotion that pushed us forward before. And this emotion, feeling, would develop our minds in order for us to attain what we wanted. And our brain was always a helpful tool to our desire, to our feeling. I want some passion, some honor, some control. I want a fulfillment, a certain one for my ego. And how will I develop my mind in order to get that? Maybe I need to study. Maybe I need to get to gain something. We need to maybe I need to kill this guy, maybe to go up there, and then I reach it, and by that I enjoy. So our minds or brains would operate in order to get what we wanted. But here I don't have anything I want so much. I now need to develop my brain, my mind, for it to first of all tell me what should I want in order for me not to lose. Again, what should I want in order not to lose, in order to exist? What is this form of life that does not fall apart, that does not lose? And here, whether I want to or not, I turn to these conditions that I have before me, that I see that are failing, and I check them, I study them, I research them. Why are they failing? Because the world has become round, and people have not, human society has not. Nature is threatening us as this round system, and we are not equalizing ourselves with it, and so on and so on. I now need to use my mind to study these things. This is what Baha'u'llah Sallam is saying, that we need to sit once again on the study bench, on the school bench. So then, through the study and research, and I see how much today scientists are talking about this rationally, which are not the ones that are not bought by those corporations and they have no interest, the ones who are objective, if they study things, they speak correctly. And then we need to take from nature, from our study, from the mathematics and physics, what is an integral system? What is an analogical system? What is the physiology of the human body? In accordance to the general body that is called human society, and to see how we can organize ourselves on the human level, just like our bodies exist on the animal level. In the same philosophy, the same approach, the same science, completely. So then the mind here, the brain, needs to go before the feeling, and to bend feeling or emotion. And we're saying not that we want something, we're egoists, we'll do whatever we want. You can't, you have no option to do whatever you want. You have to now reduce yourself and give yourself a form by which you can collaborate with everybody, like in a puzzle or Lego, to integrate yourself with others. Because this, first of all, is the code or key to our success. And then, where is my place? How do I enter this puzzle? And everybody there needs to be connected together so that we won't have an empty space, and for nobody to push into the limitation of his neighbor. Nobody will want to break through to the border of his neighbor, for our puzzle to be nice and free and friendly and mutual. So here we need to develop this new resource, which is the social resource. And if we can begin not to be in a clash with each other, but in this right integration and connection and unity between us, then we will discover treasures of energy, of possibilities in mutuality, so that it doesn't get lost because we try to control each other, but because we try to complete each other, it remains. This is how our body operates. Just imagine if all of the main organs in the body, the heart, the liver, the kidneys, the lungs, the pancreas, and all kinds of the stomach, imagine if they, the digestion also, if they would argue and not accept things from each other, but only not mutually, but in opposition. How is, would that be possible? This is a sick body. This is the way it operates and behaves. So then we need to pressure it with medications and all kinds of forms of balance, additional forms. Human society is not able to continue in this way. It's reached such a state in which all of our systems have gone over the limit of mutual help. Before, we had the egoistic mutual help, but it was for the sake of development, and then we would tolerate it. But lately, in the past 50 or 60 years, we are not developing. We are developing a bubble. We don't have money anymore. There is no covering. There is no gold beneath our bills, our money bills. So it turns out that all we've developed is a bubble. It's not a competition for development. It's only a competition for the sake of control alone. Once the egoistic competition brought us development, and now it's only to buy power and control. You see how states talk between themselves, the nations, how people and on the road, children at school, everything is with the use of force. So we see that the human body has reached such a state in which it cannot suffer it anymore. The separation has reached such a state in which each and every part cannot stand the other. As is written, a person hates the people of his own house, of his own home. We can't even stand anyone at home. Seventy or 80 years ago, everybody lived in one home, in one room. Parents, children, everybody in one room. Even my teacher told me that he got married. And there was a room. So they put a curtain, and this is where the parents lived, and then here the children who got married, just like that. It was so natural. And this was only 80 years ago, 70 years ago. And they had another room, and they rented it. He said, it's a wonder how much it wasn't. We didn't even think about needing our own room. There's room on the floor. They'd put the mattresses and sleep. This is how it was in Jerusalem at the beginning of the century. And today, everybody's separate. Nobody stands the other. Even the husband and wife, they sleep in separate rooms. Each one has his own room. So we've reached this disintegration, this separation to such an extent that therefore we find ourselves in this, the ending, the exhaustion of our previous resource, and we need to move into this new resource, which is study, discernment, and then its actualization. And the main thing here is to study from nature. It's the first time in history that first it's the mind and then using all of the other resources. By mind, this means to learn from nature, and not from our egoistic internal nature, but from the surrounding nature, from the mind of nature. Yes. The egoistic society has reached its end. So the new resource, where is it found, to sum up? In nature. Yes, simply. even within us. We should study the systems of the healthy human body. Of nature, it's a little more difficult for us because there are a lot of details that we don't understand and don't know. But we have in technology enough knowledge already of the integral systems and analogical systems and how they need to be connected between them and what formulas we need to reach and build from the light to the heavy. Slowly, slowly. We have time. If we begin, then we will begin to feel immediately how the situation changes. But the beginning is with study. And this study includes education, which is the first thing. So here we need to finish because our time is up. Thank you, Rob Lightman. Thank you, Nisa. Thank you, our viewers, for being with us. We'll continue in our next conversations. And until then, all the best.